Chapter 2, Suffering Hardship for Christ. You therefore, my child, be strengthened in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And the things which you have heard from me among many witnesses, you are to commit the same to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. Suffer hardship with me as a good soldier of Christ Jesus. No soldier in service entangles himself in the affairs of this life so that he may please whoever enrolled him as a soldier. And if also a man competes in the games, he is not crowned unless he competes according to the rules. The husbandmen that labour must be the first to partake of the fruits. Consider what I say. And the Lord give you understanding in all things. Remember Jesus Christ, risen from the dead, of the seed of David, according to the gospel I preached. Because of this I suffer hardship, even to bonds as a criminal. But the word of God is not bound. Therefore I endure all things for the elect's sake, so that they may also obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. Faithful is the saying, but if we died with him, we shall also live with him. If we endure, we shall also reign with him. If we shall deny him, he also will deny us. If we are faithless, he abides faithful, for he cannot deny himself. Don't argue about words. Of these things, put them in remembrance, instructing them in the sight of God, that they do not fight about words to no profit, to the catastrophic destruction of those that hear. Exert yourself to prove you are pleasing to God, a workman that needs not to be ashamed, handling correctly the word of truth. But shun profane babblings of false teachers, for they will result in progressive ungodliness, and their word will eat away like a cancer. An example would be Hymenaeus and Philetus, men who concerning the truth have erred in saying that the resurrection is past already. And they ruin the faith of some. However, the firm foundation of God stands sure, having this seal: the Lord knows those that are his. And let everyone that names the name of the Lord depart from unrighteousness. Now in a great house there are not only vessels of gold and silver, but also of wood and earth, and some to honour and some to dishonour. If a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel to honour, sanctified, fulfilling the use intended by the Master, prepared to do every good work. Enthuse about righteousness, faith, love, and peace with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart. But foolish and ignorant questions refuse, knowing that they only cause strife. And the Lord's servant must not quarrel, but be gentle towards all, able to teach, patient of ills and wrongs, in meekness correcting those that contradict themselves, so that God may give them repentance to the acknowledging of the truth, and that they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil, having been taken captive by him to do his will.